You guys get the coolest breweries out there with the best names.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you guys get some cool stuff.
I don't know. Let's be honest. Monkish is a really stupid name.
It's terrible.
Welcome in, everybody. It's the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. I am Greg. Over there in the Midwest is Flexi.
Hey, we got a big show today.
Dude, we got a big sausage fest today. And in this room, we'll get to that in a second, for like the first time in 4 years, is Scott.
What's up, everybody?
And Dan.
That's right.
Or as Nick knows him, the yellow M&M.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's also steroided up jackass, I guess.
Right.
Johnny Knoxville.
All of that. So, guys, it's a big fucking episode. It's 400.
400.
I figured we needed to have a sausage party in honor of that. So, the new crew is here. The old crew is here. Hopefully, there won't be a tear in the space-time continuum. And
something's going to happen in the podcast multiverse. It's inevitable.
Something will happen. I have a feeling one of us will get drunk.
It is inevitable. I almost couldn't say that.
Big words.
Yeah.
Coming out firing on all cylinders. So, all right, lots to get to today. We're drinking an old school beer for an old school show. We've got some news to get to. St. Patty's Day was just a couple of days ago, so we'll recap my amateur hour and see what everyone's up to. So before we get into anything else, let's get into some hydration over here. So provocative.
I need my glow sticks.
Yeah.
It's just so hard not to dance to that.
It's so hard.
It has one to be hard.
Yeah. One of us here actually did a little research, and it was Scott.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took me 4 years, but I got it.
Yeah.
Senior technical ecological difficulty here.
Yeah. We booted up his Windows 95 and hit Alta Vista, and he searched for the most popular craft beer in 2016, and that's what we're drinking today. We're drinking Sierra Nevada Brewing's Pale Ale.
Right on.
I got a headache.
It's a pretty solid beer.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong.
You just can't.
No. 3.62 and untapped because people are ruthless assholes. 5.6%, 38 IBUs. I can read it. I find our most popular beer, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, is a delightful interpretation of a classic style. It has a deep amber color, an exceptional full-bodied complex character, generous quantities of premium Cascade hops. Give the Pale Ale its fragrant bouquet and spicy flavor. Excuse me, bouquet.
What did you say, a 3.62 that has?
It says 3.62.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah, it's like the beer that started it all for other beers.
Member right. of the 3.6 Mafia, I believe. Sipping on some scissor.
Well, it's exactly what I remember it as.
Yeah.
It tastes like a fucking pale ale.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Memories.
It's the consistent Sierra Nevada. I mean, I don't know if I've ever drank a bad one.
And they all taste the same.
Yeah.
And they're all good.
They're all good.
No complaints.
I mean,
they're all good.
Fantastic and great. They're just right there, man. They're consistent.
Send you on that fantastic voyage.
There you go.
Slippery slide.
Quite some years ago, I got a mixed IPA pack or pale ale pack from Sierra Nevada. And they had like the Torpedo. They had the Tropic something or another. They had the pale ale and then some other IPA in there. The pale ale ousted them all.
Yeah.
That's right. It was just the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's a classic. It started basically the craft beer movement back in the 80s. And here we are, drunk as ever.
Yeah. I used to be a big fan of the Torpedo.
Yeah. That was sort of the inspiration for Broken Skull IPA.
Yeah.
Don't call it.
Oh, no kidding.
IPA.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. What?
I have another beer. Shot of whiskey.
What?
Shot of tequila.
What?
One of the best promos ever.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. It can always carry on too long.
Yeah.
This episode will be 3 hours, I swear.
Yeah. These are the four worst people to have on one pod if you don't want to talk about wrestling.
That's so true.
I've been trying to bite my tongue, but
you guys have been saying for weeks this is not a wrestling show. That might change tonight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to supplement the wrestling talk by just watching wrestling while we record this.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Quite the solution.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
No, probably not. Before we move on any further, a big shout out to our top listening city of last week. This is a new one. Cumberland, Maryland.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm.
So there we have
not
it.
Not the going Lind I care about. It's the Cumberland.
Trying to show off over there.
Benedict Cumberland.
I thought it was pretty good.
There you go. It's better than what I came up with.
That's right.
Yeah. Like I said, St. Patty's, well, for, more important than St. Patty's Day, Saturday was Stone Cold Day, 316.
It really was.
It was.
Yeah. A full day you can flip off everyone, and it's all right. Right.
Get drunk, give birds.
Mm-hmm.
I celebrated. I actually kind of cut a Stone Cold promo. He's like, shot a tequila, have a beer, another beer. He had like every drink he could have. Right. That day, I had brunch, so I had some champagne.
What?
Then I had some margaritas.
What?
I had another margarita.
What?
Came home. Had a couple beers.
What?
Had a seltzer.
What?
Had another beer.
What?
Went to bed and passed out.
What?
Yeah. That was good. That was good stuff.
Did you plan on doing all of that? Or it
not really.
Kind of fucking happened.
2 o'clock rolled around. And I was like, we haven't eaten yet. Let's have some brunch or something.
You haven't eaten at 2 o'clock?
It was a busy morning. So we made brunch at 2 with some mimosas and shit. And
there you go.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, the spirit of Stone Cold was within you.
Yeah. Yeah, Stone Cold's, his spirit was flowing through, and
that's a long time to go without eating, though. I got a co-sign
well, that's
flex
what I'm
over
thinking,
there,
man. Like, come on,
I don't
at
always
least,
eat
at
breakfast.
Start the day with a yogurt or something. Like,
I'll co-sign that a little bit too. I don't normally. No, actually, I do. I eat breakfast every day.
Mm.
It's the most important meal.
You sound like my teachers in grade school. Make sure you eat before this test. It's the most important meal of the day.
I like how Flex noticed. Like, I was like, I don't really. Actually, I eat it every day.
Yeah. I was like, actually,
so where's he going with this?
Yeah. Actually, I'm lying.
I don't always eat meals, but I make sure that my alcohol is right on schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
I was super psyched because Dan co-signed with me.
That's right.
That's very signature, and I'm like fanboying right now. But and then to almost go back on it, I was like, whoa. And he saved himself. So
yeah.
Yes.
Dan does eat breakfast every day, in case anybody wondered.
I do.
I was worried, but now I know.
It's the most important meal of the day.
Apparently so. It's what everyone's telling me. So that was anybody celebrate Stone Cold Day? Or did you save it for St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, I think I celebrated Stone Cold Day more than St. Patty's Day.
To me, it's a more important holiday.
I think so.
Yeah, plus especially it was on a Saturday.
I was about to say that shit.
But I also did really hydrate for St. Patty's Day. We talked about this, a couple weeks, week ago. You guys have this problem where when you decide to Uber somewhere, it's like, well, I've Ubered. I got to get my Uber's money.
You might as well get fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to strap it on because otherwise I could have driven.
It happens. Yeah. It's a real thing where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's probably the worst feeling where you strand yourself and you're sober.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
man, I could have just fucking drove from here, dude. That's
I could have gotten here for free.
Yeah. Like, I got to get plastered right now to like make this like worthwhile.
Oh, right. Cause then you're spending more money on ways to and from than you even did out.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
What a waste of money.
That shit is expensive.
It is pricey. Especially
inflation is moving everything up right now.
The real son of a bitch.
You know?
Scott needs to get back out there on the road.
Oh yeah, I do.
Help us out. Hey.
If you can remember the ride home, you haven't drank enough.
Yeah, I don't. So well, Sunday
Greg,
for Saint
question. I'm sorry. I'm gonna interlude here.
Let's do it,
please.
So you do like the Uber Eats shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Could you Uber Eats yourself?
That sounds like, dirty.
God well, knows I have.
Hear me out. It's like I don't know.
You get those lonely weeks.
Buy your own food. And then you drive and get it on your company's time, and then you deliver it back to your house on company time. Do you get paid anymore for that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I also think I'd lose money because like some of the money goes to Uber, doesn't go to the driver.
Oh, I didn't know if they paid you on top of the order. Like, hey, you're doing this for the company, in so facto loophole.
Yeah, I don't think it would work out in my favor.
All right,
okay.
Cut that all out then.
All right. edit point, which means I'll never take that out.
Well, can I piggyback on that? Because I thought he was talking about like ordering food and then, hey, while you're on the way to my house, can you come pick me up? I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah. See,
that's okay. That's genius.
Uber has been trying to get me to start driving, like picking up people.
Right.
Because I'm just doing the eats. And every time they're like, hey, you know, you could make more money if you pick people up. I'm like, yeah, and I don't want those fuckers in my car.
Exactly. Oh, shit. So you're eating it up.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, chip off the old block, eh?
But no people in my car, just food.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I want people in my car anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
have you ever like stole a fry out of somebody's bag?
Not while Uber. I have done that. I was I was working with some guys. They were down. We were doing a system install at my main job, and I went and picked up lunch for everybody, and I was really pissed at them.
I like how you had to specify your main job. So yeah,
I was like, not the Uber Eats
Uber
job.
Eats is your own job.
Well, you know, on the Uber Eats, like they sticker everything, so you can't really, like, it'd be pretty obvious if I did.
Oh, if you ripped the seal. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. But that time I was a little pissed at them because they were moving real slow and their fries smelled real good and all I had was a salad. I was like, you know what? I'm having a couple fucking fries. Fuck these guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck these guys.
So can you see, like, when we tip you before?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that counts. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like, if I give, like, a $4 or $5, like, dollar tip on, like,
Well, as a driver, it's easy to know if someone's tipped you. It doesn't say, like, here's your main fare and here's your tip until way after. But most main fares are less than, like, $4 unless it's just super, super long trip.
Oh, okay.
So if I get something that's like, hey, it's a $4, you know, delivery, it's like, well, fuck that guy. He's not tipping.
Oh.
But if it's a $12 delivery, most likely $8 of that is tip.
Right.
So then I'm like, that guy's cool. I'm going to bring him some food.
Really?
He's probably stoned.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right on.
So,
now I got to tell the guy, hang on, I got to count my fries.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Make sure they're all there.
Yeah, why is the sticker
broken?
Wait,
there's two missing here. What's going on?
Put that on a note to the restaurant. Like, I want exactly 25 yeah, fries.
That's right. And I'm going to count them.
No kidding.
If there are 24 fries, hell will be paid.
I like that.
Or you open up your bag and you take a sniff and you go, this smells like balls. You put your balls on my fries.
Oh, wait, no, it's just Arby's.
It's the horsey sauce.
It's fresh.
They definitely got the meats.
We have the meats.
Well, we got the VO guy here.
And Bing Rames?
Yeah.
Is that who it is? It sounds like him.
Works for me. St. Patty's Day. So anyways, amateur hour again. I think this is 2 weeks in a row where I'm coming in with like Uber amateur hour. Big Dick Nick and Coley came over. We went and had some brunch, which meant a shit ton of mimosas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're included.
Gotta
get
do
your
it.
Money's worth.
That's right.
Then we Ubered over to Knotty Pine, had a few beers there. Britt was releasing her new, well, she does it every year, but the Black IPA, which is delicious.
Hell yeah.
And then we Ubered, actually, that's not true. We got a ride from Wiley over to Petals and Pints. Tried Monica's anniversary release from last week.
The commish.
I don't think we're allowed to call them that anymore.
Oh, darn it.
I don't know what is
copyrighted
title is,
huh?
These days.
All right, sorry.
Had a few beers there. And that's about all I remember. We came back at some point and I sort of remember like making some food, and by making some food I just went to town on some ice cream at some point.
Oh,
like,
man.
Total drunk munchies.
Brutal.
What a terrible drunk snack.
Like, ice delicious. Cream was a bad choice.
And puke. Yeah,
that's where we draw the line. Ice cream.
Yeah, this is where I've offended everybody.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Now I'm almost curious what the flavor was. Like, that could really make or break it.
One of them was mint chip.
Oh, I was going to say, it better be that. And totally redeem yourself.
I forget what the other one was. Some sort of chocolatey something, like white. You know, vanilla ice cream with some chocolate swirls or some shit, like fudgy swirls or something.
The mint helps.
Mint was delicious.
I like that.
There, settled the stomach. Everything was good.
Co-sign that.
Yeah. Did you have like a beer float?
A beer float, yeah. No, I don't really remember, but if my wife was smart, she cut me off. Like, there's no way I should have been drinking after all the drinking we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember coming home. It was one of those, like, I was so drunk that I checked the Ring camera to see what time we got home. It was like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Well, that's telling.
That hammered that early.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, note to self, the next time I drink so much that my stomach aches, I'm going to get some mint chip ice cream to calm that down.
Yeah. That worked out well. It was delicious and served a purpose.
Day drinking is rough.
Yeah.
I mean, can we just kind of segue into that?
Yeah. Once you hit your late 30s and above,
you know,
day drinking is not what it used to be.
It's my favorite kind of drinking, actually.
Is it really?
I mean, I love it while it's happening.
I can't do the night drinking.
So, Flex, see, you enjoy going out at like 5 or 6 with a hangover already.
Well, no, because like there's enough time in between being drunk.
That you can keep getting drunk.
Well, no, it's like by the time you go to bed, you're like waking up at the end of your hangover.
Oh.
As opposed to like drinking late at night.
I see what you're saying.
Going to bed, you know, and we've had this conversation before where you wake up before you're hungover because you're still drunk. And
yes.
Then actually living the hangover is probably the worst thing drinking wise.
It really is.
You know, because you wake up and you're like, holy shit, I feel great. And then about 2 hours later, you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have had that donut.
No, man.
It usually hits you about the time you get to work.
Yep. And then
it's like, oh, what have I done?
The headache comes on and the stomach starts gurgling. Yeah. You're like, fuck.
I don't know, man. It's I was in Vegas for a Raider game not too long. Well, I guess, you know, the season's over.
Pretty long ago,
at least a couple months ago. Yeah.
But, yeah, I started drinking. Like, I was like, well, we're here. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Better start. And so it was just Jack and Cokes.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then I started like kind of teetering off. I was like, if I don't slow this down, I'm going to fall asleep before the game.
Right.
And then so I did. And I just like, okay, I'll have some beers. And then around the game start, I started getting a headache. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting hungover. Like, so I have to like,
the pits.
Got to keep it going.
It's a struggle. It is a struggle. And I'd prefer to do without it.
Yeah, it's rough. As we get older, I'm finding it to be a bigger and bigger problem. I love day drinking. I love mimosas and getting a nice buzz on before noon and that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, I just can't remember it.
Right.
Like that's 2 weeks in a row.
That's the struggle.
I may have a problem.
That's the struggle.
Anybody else anything fun for St. Patty's Day? And remember it?
Nope. I just stayed home.
Yeah. Flex, anything?
I worked. We did the classic annual corned beef at the in-laws house.
Nice.
And it was
phenomenal. I ate probably about 6 pounds worth of food. Had a couple beers, had the annual Tullamore Dew shot, you know, like the little cheers to St. Patrick's Day. But I never go crazy for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you got kids and shit.
Yeah, it's like my Monday afternoons is when I go crazy.
Did anybody have a Guinness?
Nope.
Ew, why would I do that?
Fantastic. Right answer. I saw a thing on Facebook today. It was like, the proper way to drink a Guinness, pour it down the drain.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Are you? You're not a Guinness fan, are you?
No.
But you're not a hater?
No.
Just in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, how do we feel about green beer? I am anti-green beer.
I guess my rule on it is if you can blindfold me and it's still, I can't tell it's green, I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes the same. It just... silly.
Yeah. Does it change the color of your piss though?
I've never known. I'm usually too drunk to find out.
It's like it's blue. What the fuck?
If you drink enough of it, maybe.
All right. Now we need some green beer.
Well, actually, it wouldn't come out blue, right? That's primary
green
colors.
And yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limeish.
Yeah.
Color. I don't know. Scott, green beer?
I drank it and it's just beer. It's
correct.
Change colors on.
Doesn't do anything. I'm not like, ooh, I'm going to that bar because they have green.
Yeah, I'll get excited over it.
I also feel like that fad is like fading out. Like it was cool like 10 to 12 years ago.
Right. It was cool in our like 20s.
Yeah.
Right.
It sort of feels like one of those things that you're into while you're still drinking shitty beer. It's like, oh, you want to fuck up my Bud Light? Who cares?
Who cares?
Like, make it green. It's not going to taste worse.
Put some food coloring into that.
Yeah.
See I'll if it chug makes it
a little better. At least it'll look like what it tastes like.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, good times. Yeah, no green beer for me.
Hmm.
There was one
craft. Or that you remember.
True. No, all the
shit.
I know. I mean,
good
touche,
call. Good
touche.
Call.
All the breweries we're at this weekend, no green beer on tap. The only brewery in the area to be douchey enough to put green in their beer was 14 Cannons.
Oh, dang.
And they actually sponsored ads on Instagram, like, come for the green beer.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just cracking
it
up.
That's 14 shots fired right there. Damn.
Yeah. So, good times. All right. I wanted to mention, I wanted to get like sappy for a second.
Let's do it.
You know, figured have all the fellas back for episode 400.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I'm touched.
All that stuff. What I didn't realize until today, before we were like, I'm working, thinking about what we're going to talk about tonight.
I was like, oh, not only is this episode 400, this is the first time like we've all been in the same room together.
Yeah.
In four, like exactly 4 years.
Yeah.
COVID
yeah.
happened. We went remote. Then Dan dumped water on his computer. And Scott took an extended vacation.
Not enough rice in the world was going to save me that day.
Flex bought a computer.
Flex bought a computer. Moved him up to the top at that point.
So, yeah, it's just kind of fun. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it's been exactly because it was like yeah. March 15th when the world shut down or whatever or something like that.
That's a trip to really like yeah. think about because we're trying to find out, is it on the exact day? Maybe not.
Oh, well, no.
It would be close because like
St.
Patrick's Day that year was like the last day people were like out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was like a couple days later after the, at least in California after the shutdown. But like all the local brewers like, hey, come out for St. Patty's Day celebration. Like, why you still can't?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So
they yeah, did something.
Yeah.
That evil, evil leprechaun.
Right. It was batch 195. I looked it up. That was the last time we were all in the room together. But we recorded that, you know, because of our schedule, like a week before that actually came out.
So yeah.
It was towards the end of the March where we're the last time we were in the same room together.
What a trip.
Yeah. It's the last time we did the March Madness tournament.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
Those were fun.
Yes.
Blind beer tasting.
That's right.
Yeah. So so good times. Good times indeed. All right. Before we get any further, let's ask the most important question.
Here we go.
Of the night.
In a world where craft beer is king.
Got him.
In a world where muscles are bigger than growlers.
God damn it.
Only one tongue can guide us. One man. One tongue. One tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out.
Is it clobber in time?
When is it over?
That's what she said.
What is Flex drinking?
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay, it's done. So today, Flex is drinking a Morphic beer. This is my serious face. It is a double New England IPA. Hazy, of course, because that's me. It is hopped with Mosaic, Mosaic Cryo, and Beer Girl Mel hit me with this one. Motuka?
I think that's what she said it is. I always thought it was Motueka.
It's not. It's Motuka, I believe she said. So that's what it's hopped with. Untappd has it at a 4.08. Not a lot of ratings, but still respectable. And that's basically what the description says too. Mosaic, Mosaic Cryo. Motuka hops bring an intense hop flavor and aroma of dank blueberry without the bitterness. Creamy daddy mouthfeel from a hefty dose of oats and wheat. Well, it's hazy. I mean, we see that.
Mm-hmm.
Great head. Curved glass.
Are we clear on like where the emphasis is on the title of the beer? Like, this is my serious face.
I think it would be like, this is my serious face.
Okay.
Any other takers?
This is my serious.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, have fun with it, I guess. I don't know.
This is my serious face.
Face.
I like that one the best.
Okay.
It's very sweet on the old schnauzer. Like, not florally, but like sweet green. Like, I don't know. Almost
hop
like
sweetness.
Yeah, like hop sweets. Like, I don't know. It's delicious, though. And then, without further ado,
that was a bong rip. It sounded like one.
He's dabbling.
Okay.
It is very dank. Yeah, I hate when, you know, beers put berries on their description because you can never really know.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
You know, it's very hoppy. It's very dank. You get a little of that sweetness, you know, coming through in the midst. And, you know, like they said, no bitterness. So this is great beer. It's 8% ABV. So it's like right in my wheelhouse. I love that. Drink that all day.
Perfect Flex beer.
Huh. And this is actually, I've only had like another beer from Amorphic. So, you know, this is what all their stuff is like. We'll dabble a little bit more.
a little more dabbling is in order.
A little more tongue jabbing.
Dabble in those beer berries.
The beer berries taste like beer berries. All right, let's do a little news while we're here.
Sure.
Alaska Airlines and Fremont Brewing create Cloud Cruiser IPA. You can now fly the friendly skies drunk out of your ass.
Fremont's pretty good, I guess.
I like me some Fremont. They're out of Seattle, I believe.
I don't know, Washington.
Something like that.
Crowd Cruiser?
Cloud.
Cloud
because
Cruiser.
It's with the airline companies.
I got it.
Genius. Who came up with that one? I can't wait for Flex's reaction here. New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger has created a new IPA in partnership with Tombstone Pizza.
Tombstone?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Holy shit. Is it
pepperoni and cheese?
Is it ketchup flavored?
Ketchup and cardboard?
Yeah.
Their sauce was terrible on Tombstone.
Just the sauce?
The crust got too crunchy. I don't know.
Everything was terrible.
Like, you know, it's DiGiorno's or get the fuck out of here.
The sauce, really? The crust. Other than that, it's not too bad.
Yeah, the sauce, the crust, the toppings,
Jack's
and cheese.
Any day of the week, man.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Is that like a local?
No,
is that a Wisco?
It's from fucking Nestle. They do the Jack's.
Really?
They do the Tombstone and they do DiGiorno.
It must be a regional thing.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's all the same pizza company.
Oh.
You guys know.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Oh,
yeah. We don't get it.
I guess fun fact too is Wisconsin is the number one frozen pizza sales
market. We have
market
talked about that.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. So, there you go.
Maybe that's why we have way more.
Followed closely behind by Scott's apartment. here's where it gets good. Now the beer delivers the flavors of a pizza with a finishing pepperoni kick of heat.
Mm.
I'm in on this.
Just you wait, because this four-pack is priced at $49.99.
Not in on that.
Wow.
What the fuck?
For a four-pack of four Voodoo pack. Ranger pizza beer?
Yeah, $50 for a four-pack.
All Holy I was thinking shit. Is, wow, another variety of after-work beer.
I know.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Mm. I know. When you said they were teaming up with someone, I assumed because of, you know, I thought it was Jolly Rancher. Just because it's like juice haze.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right, here we go. The juice is loose, baby.
This comes from the Voodoo Ranger website. This 7%.
Huh? So the Voodoo Ranger is going to kill its wife and then go on the run?
Oh. Like, yeah. Oh,
how much are they going to sell that for a four-pack?
OJ's going to come for you on X, dude.
Yeah, he is. This comes from the Voodoo Ranger website. This 7% ABV slice of heaven delivers the flavors of Tombstone's crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs. And spices into an ice cold beer. This finishing pepperoni kick of heat that will make you reach for another slice or another pint.
And before anybody corrects me, Juice is Loose is Starburst, not Jolly Rancher. I just thought about that.
Oh, you can stand down, Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-corrected, so yeah. Back off.
Chew your beer. I got it. I got it. Sorry. Apologies.
And his weirdo cousin, Chuyaru.
It would be wild if you would actually have to like bake this beer in the oven before, like preheat the oven 425, bake the can for 11 to 14 minutes and then enjoy.
Pop in your freezer or something.
Yeah, freeze no it kidding. First. Yeah.
Defrost.
Beer numbers are in for Super Bowl and Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
An on-premise Super Bowl and Valentine's Day performance was down compared to last year. So that begs the question, did no one get laid on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
No one's getting drunk? That's the only way it happens, right? If you're not drunk. I don't think it happens, right?
I think this might have been the first Valentine's Day in like 10 years that I got some.
I think you have to get her drunk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
It just never falls on a good day. You
know? So is it just beer sales or is it alcohol?
This was beer sales.
Uh-huh.
It was on-premise beer sales.
Well, I would say, isn't it more like of a winey holiday?
Right. Yeah, like a wine, true. A spirit. Like
there you go.
Something romantic.
Yes.
Yeah. Something
involving
like
a cork.
Yeah.
Possibly some beads.
I was going to ask where the cork belonged, but.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Cigar City is laying off a bunch of people. Parent company Monster is laying off 12 folks at the brewery as they shift the brewery to a cross-category innovation center.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Original Cigar City brewmaster Wayne Wambles was also laid. What a name.
Wayne Wambles. I was like, can we pause on that? Wayne Wambles?
Is this from Barbara Wawa?
Gentleman, Wayne Wambles.
Oh, man.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, so...
Wayne Wambles on and on and on.
He's quite the Wambler.
That's right.
I was born a wambling man.
So was Wayne. That's insane.
Oh, man.
Oh, good time.
Where do you think he would hail from?
The Wambler?
I'm going with Florida.
Wambler.
You know, the brewery's originally from Florida. A name like that, it's got to be Florida.
Hmm.
Fort Wayne.
Or that.
Wayne Wambler.
Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Scott's just Googling cities.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Cities that start with R that I can fuck up.
I can't Google that fast. Yeah.
Windows 95 is still booting.
Oh, damn.
You can't look that stuff up on a Razer. You can play Snake, though. Play Snake with the best of them.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It is true.
Classic.
What else? Oh, the states in America, obviously, that drink
there's
the 50 most
of
beer.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
That drink the most beer per capita.
Oh.
I could name all 50, but I feel like we'd be here all day. So let's do the top 10.
I bet you.
Here we go, David Letterman. 50. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll start throwing my cards out the window.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Tennessee.
Iowa.
Oh.
I'm just going to keep guessing.
Okay. Number 9. Florida. Not Tennessee.
Tennessee's top 5.
They're not.
Oh.
Number 9 is Hawaii.
Oh, I'm going to stop guessing.
Number 8
is going to get confused.
Yeah. Number 8, South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's nothing more to do in South Dakota than just drink.
Where's the Mount Rushmore? Is that south or north?
That's south.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So,
which means there's way less to do in number 7, North Dakota.
Yeah. No, number 7, Nevada. Number 6, Maine.
Ooh.
Top 5, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, North Dakota.
Where's Massachusetts?
Yeah, I told you.
Number 3, Vermont. Number 2, Montana.
Oh.
And number 1, New Hampshire.
See, it's really? Boring wow. States, man.
Super boring. What else are you going to do? I mean, Nevada makes a little sense because you got Vegas, a lot of drinking happening there.
I feel like Montana is like old, like woodland. I mean, is this like per capita?
It is per capita.
Ah.
Yes. Wisconsin was 13. Colorado was 17. California, 24. We need to get our lives together.
Where's Wisconsin?
13.
Oh, okay.
In the United States.
Yeah. Kind of north, a little to the right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Florida was 28.
That's
surprisingly.
Wild.
Yeah. The last place was obvious. Utah.
Utah, yeah.
Yeah. So followed by Maryland, Idaho, Connecticut. Anywho, there's that.
What a shitty list.
I know. Sorry.
It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm steaming right now.
He looks angry.
He looks pissed.
Yeah, push those numbers up, Flex.
Yeah. Do your part. We'll do ours.
That's right.
We'll end it on this one. How a man ended up on the hood of a car at a St. Pete drive-thru.
Oh.
A St. Petersburg man who grew frustrated with a vehicle in front of him at a drive-thru rammed it several times.
Oh.
Then accelerated and struck a passenger who got out of the vehicle.
You never get out of the vehicle.
Never get out of the vehicle. The incident occurred about 11 p.m. on Monday.
It's actually how you wind up on the hood of a car. Like, that's what I always say. Yeah. Like,
if you're going to get out to fight, make sure they're not fighting you with their car already.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Arrest reports completed by St. Petersburg Police state that Sean Michael Drake.
Whoa, what a cool name.
That's a serial killer name.
I bet he's a sexy boy.
I was about to say, he sounds like a wrestler.
Coming to the ring. Coming in at 253 pounds.
They think I'm drunk. I know I'm sick.
A wrestler that does rap?
No, I'm angry. I got the car that ran the people. What? I'm not going to do the whole song.
Please do.
That's what I was waiting for.
I got the bumper. It really moves them. I send chills up and down their spine.
I'm just a drunkie boy.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
I'm not your sober toy.
I want a Big Mac. We knew it was going to happen. If you're listening and you're angry, you knew it was going to happen.
Yep. Yeah. I want some spicy nugs.
Spicy nugs.
Oh, my God.
Not your rubbing tugs. Oh, too far. All right, Shawn Michael Drake became frustrated with the vehicles. Excuse me, with the victim's vehicle in front of him and rear-ended it several times. When the passenger got out and walked towards the front of Drake's vehicle, Drake accelerated, striking the man.
I can only see Shawn Michaels doing it now. That story's like ruined.
He lost his smile in that drive-through.
Just picture like Shawn behind the wheel of the car, and like Marty Jannetty gets out of the other car.
I was about to say, you think before he rammed him, he was tapping his foot on the ground. The band.
Maybe that's why he kept ramming the car. He kept tapping on the gas pedal. Oh
my God. Just getting ready for a little sweet chin music. Sweet bumper music.
Oh my God.
Oh, let's see.
Jannetty to himself. One. Two, three.
Oh, man. Oh.
All right, you get frustrated, rear-ended it several times. When the passenger got out and walked towards the front of Drake's vehicle, Drake accelerated, striking the man, causing him to be thrown onto the hood of the defendant's vehicle. As the defendant drove off with the victim still on the hood, the victim fell off the vehicle just prior to the defendant entering a major thoroughfare.
Wow.
Is this like the equivalent of like a Royal Rumble or something in the windmill drive-thru?
Yeah, you right? Hit him with the sweet bumper music.
Yeah. Went over the top.
And then the big boss man had to come to town.
Arrest that ass.
He's doing hard time.
Hard time. As long as he's not feeding anybody dogs.
No.
Come on. Was that like one of the worst storylines ever?
Ordered that burger with extra pepper. Yeah.
Oh, that's a deep pull that no one outside of this podcast is going to get.
That's right.
Oh, good times. Beating Al Snow his dog. It was Al Snow, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like had some stupid dog all of a sudden for no reason at all.
Pepper. Oh, that feels like a good note to end it on.
Well, you want to end the show already?
I mean, feel like time has come.
Oh, man.
Well, at least something has.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't believe it's the end. I'm crying.
I want that song now as our intro music.
Oh, I know, right?
Shawn Michael Drake.
You're going to chop it together with the instrumental in the background?
Oh, it's so good.
Sister Sherry version.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, hello to Vanessa.
Oh, hi, there. Vanessa.
I'm going to hit some music. There it is. Thank you all for listening and for joining and all those things.
Putting up with all the nonsense.
Putting up with the Sausage Fest. And if you enjoyed the Sausage Fest, come back next week. We're going to do it one more again. Crafty Republic, at Flex Me a Beer. Dan has given up social media.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Scott is at Unfiltered Scott.
Yes, I am.
On both. Twitter and or X or the fuck it is, right? And
X.
The gram.
It's the X.
The gram, yeah. I'm Thirsty Scott.
Oh, Thirsty Scott. That's right. Thirsty Scott on the gram. He's still yet to figure that one out.
Oh, God.
805-538-BEER. And, of course, the mail at craftbeerrepublic.com. Thank you all for hanging. I hope everyone is staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
happy 400, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Sly dog. Ladies and gentlemen, Shawn Michaels!
They think I'm drunk. I know I'm sick. I got the car. that rams the people. I got the bumper. It really moves them. I send chills up and down their spot.
I'm just a drunky boy. I'm not your sober toy. I want some spicy nugs.
Spicy nugs.